531.
Mana Pacific Consultants provides consultancy in procurement for the Pacific people in Aotearoa and in the Pacific region, specifically back home in Tuvalu. Dr. Tracy and her husband, Taupo, the proud owners of Mana Pacific Pacific Consultants, and have come a long way since 2016. Mana Pacific is all about supporting the Pacific communities with services to cultivate growth and development, and they do this using their guiding principles, resources, and trusted business connections. Tracy and Taupo's combined experiences of 40 years have brought together a wide range of experiences in engineering and social development work across the Pacific region. And together, they have helped many of our Pasifika people here in Aotearoa and back home in Tuvalu. A very warm welcome to Dr. Tracy Mafileo, Taupo Tane, founders and directors of Mana Pacific Consultants. Ta alofa, ta alofa koe. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Tracy, Taupo.
Ta alofa.
Ta alofa.
Mm.
Thank you, Brian.
Well, by way of introduction, firstly, maybe a little bit about yourselves. We'll begin with you, Tracy.
Yeah, my lole lei. My name is Tracy Mafileo. I was born and raised here in New Zealand. My father, my late father, Mohetau, was from the village of Te Ikuan Tonga. My mother is Balangi. Have a social work background, worked a lot in universities, but delighted to have been working alongside my husband, Taupo, on developing Mana Pacific Consultants as well.
Taupo?
Yeah. Tā alofa, ni te malolo tātou, ni taimi tēnei, ka e toko ingo ka Taupo. Yeah, so my name is Taupo Tane. I'm 100% Tuvaluan. I came to New Zealand in 82 when Michael Jackson was right at the speak, and that's how I learned my English. So my background is engineering. I'm a mechanical engineer, and but also a youth worker, so... my passion was youth work, but engineering was pays the bills and put the bread on the table. And so we started Mana Pacific 2016 to look at something, how we could contribute back to our people, both here in New Zealand and back home. Yeah.
How did the idea for the business come about, Tracy?
Okay, so we had spent 7.5 years living and working in Papua New Guinea. We're both working at a university. I was in academic administration. Taupo was a support services director and involved with a lot of procurement, also working on projects, international aid for PNG that came into the university, and so managing some of the infrastructure on campus. There was a, it was like a little mini town. And so when we came back, we realised what it's like being on that end of, development work. We've also seen the impact of, how difficult it can be to get, the equipment, the technology into those spaces, and how important it is to get it, to get the right solutions there so that things don't go to waste and become, rubbish on islands or countries at the end of the day. So that was one of the motivations for starting Mana Pacific.
Can you tell us more about the services that you provided? Given a bit of an introduction, but Taupo, a bit more on the services that you provide through Mana Pacific Consultant.
Yeah. So we don't have a specific line of products. Basically, what we have is clients, people usually by word of mouth, who require assistance in obtaining things. And it can range from tractors, trucks, parts, ladies' shoes, boots, and just anything that they, And so because I supply and container loads, it's a lot easier to also help individuals and businesses to utilize the spaces that are available in the container to take stuff over. The concept is it's people and then looking after their needs. So whether it's a government department, businesses or individuals, so just do the running around. And I guess it's sort of like making sure that it fits the context and just give them some insight on other possibilities and other options Yeah, so it's providing bigger picture of what could be available around here and what could also be better solutions, if that can be a better way of putting it.
How did you both find, with different skill sets, being able to bring them together, in the one business platform of Mana Pacific Consultants? And maybe some of the, I don't know, in your earlier days, did you have a few, road bumps in trying to figure out what your sweet spot was, working not only as husband and wife, but also as, business owners?
I think we're still going through rough spots and working it out as we go along. But I guess Mana Pacific is doing, it's kind of like responding to what our heart tells us, we can contribute. It brings together, I guess, Taupo already mentioned he's kind of had a career of kind of a background in engineering and youth work, and he's gone between those two things. So I guess what Mana Pacific is, it represents both of our backgrounds and our interests and our commitments. But it's realizing that even if you're looking at, let's say, procuring a tractor going into the Pacific, it's a kind of a holistic response, because it's not just thinking it's a business who wants to sell a tractor to a Pacific Island, to for use in a Pacific Island nation. But it's kind of understanding the fuller context of that. Can it be serviced? And so it's bringing the relational aspect and a holistic perspective into that as well. But the other aspect that we do on the consultancy, we've started developing a lot of research and evaluation work that we're doing as well. So there's some different arms to Mana Pacific.
Taupo, when
And I
you
think further,
oh.
I was going to say further to that is like here in New Zealand, when you can't find something, you can always find an option, and I mean an alternative solutions. And sometimes, like suppliers, they can only supply what they have, or what they can. When the answer is no, there's no incentive for them to go and look for a solution elsewhere. And so, for Mana Pacific, it's kind of like ensuring that the no answer is not an option for the clients, and that we just keep finding solution. If it's not here in New Zealand, it's elsewhere. I guess when my first procurement was a part for a tractor, there was the part ended up being found in Turkey, because the supplier in New Zealand and Australia said it's not their model, and so they just said sorry, they can't help. So it's little things like that for them. They don't realize the impact back home when a machine is not working. And so I guess it's a little bit of empathy, to our people when we're so used to not having solutions available. And so I guess it's sort of just filling in that gap to make sure that they have solutions available, from alternatives, options.
How long have you've been in business? How long has Mana Pacific Consultants been operating? And one of the big lessons for you over that time as business owners, what has been a big lesson for you both? Taupo, you first.
I think we started in 2016, and that was, when we started to look at how we can be, be part of some solutions back home, or but we didn't really have a specific like target or what we want to do to the business. Initially, I treated it as a hobby company, because I had a full-time engineering work, but I had this as well on the side. And I think the big lessons for me is really listening to people, to clients. And I take it back to where, like when I was a youth worker, who I was, my people that I was working with are my, the young people. And so it's about, you can't deliver something if you're not listening and understanding what it is that they really needed. So it's a bit of a social approach. And I think that's how our businesses, when we entered the Wellington Business Award, they asked, what's your business model? We had to Google and then find all these Palangi words, they're kind of like, and they said no. So they look at one of the reference letter and they said, you guys are relationship based, that's your model. We have clients and people who hear about us. And so we build our business around the needs of let's say the clients. And so part of it is having to listen to them, intently, attentively, and also understanding what they're going through. It helps understand what it is, future-proofing some of the, like the, I guess, which way they're going.
Tracy?
Yeah, I think a learning is to reach out to mentors, people who know more than you in an area you don't know much about, whether that's to do with accounting, to systems, or taxes or other things about business, because we've never done business before. This is all very new. And so it's been really helpful to have people that you trust, who you reach out to, are willing to kind of give some advice or let you know what you need to know. Yeah, so you don't go it alone, really. You reach out for the support and the mentoring that you need at different times. I think that really helps.
Of course, where can people find out more on Mana Pacific Consultants, please?
We have a website. You can look at manapacific.co.nz or look us up on Facebook. We have a Facebook page as well. Yep.
And of course,
Or on top was LinkedIn
oh,
profile.
nice. And of course, being Tuvalu Language Week 2022, Taupō, final words in Tuvalu for our
Oh
beloved
man,
Tuvalu community.
Ya tala fa tau tino tu valu eba tu te vanonga tenei o ki whakamalo dias mo te vaiaso te ngana tato ke manuia te vaiaso. Manuia.
Manuia, whakawhitai lasi, Dr. Tracy Mafileo Taupō Tani, founders and directors of Mana Pacific Consultants. Thank you both so much for your time today. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for ongoing success. Have a great day. Thank you.
Oh.
Tough.